The Salvation Army is holding the official opening of the largest family hub in Ireland for families in homelessness today. That means the Salvation Army now has three homeless hubs in Dublin, as well as three in Belfast. And to tell us more about the opening of Hooban House and the Salvation Army's work on homelessness, I'm joined by Irene Williamson, and you're very welcome. You're the Salvation Army's lead on homelessness in Ireland. So tell me about Hooban House.
Hooban House is a family hub. It initially opened its doors in June 2020 with four units opening. Due to the pandemic, that was a phased opening, and alongside the development and building works within the service. So over the past few years, we have increased to 62 units, which now accommodates approximately 350 individuals within the service. Hooban House is a beautiful building with high ceilings, an extensive library, sensory room, courtyard with play facilities within it. As people come into our service, we welcome them. And it's really about building that relationship with the families as they come into the service to ensure they feel safe and secure, and meeting people where they're at. It's not simply about putting a roof over their heads. It's about seeing them as individuals. We're all very different and diverse in our needs. We have people with complex and a variety of needs that come into the service. Some are purely homeless. Others will come with mental ill health, addiction, or maybe fleeing violent domestic abuse. Yeah. So that there can be a lot of trauma with individuals when they're arriving. So we have a dedicated support team that meet with the families as they arrive and, as I say, build those relationships with them and give a very person-centred approach to the support we deliver.
And so this concept of a family hub, why is that your model? And who do you want to, if you like, attract into your services?
Well, we obviously want to prevent families from either living on the streets or within hotel accommodation. The family hub provides the families with their own accommodation. So they have a bedroom space and a living space.
And does it mean they're housed, or are they staying on homeless waiting lists, housing waiting lists?
They are on the homeless waiting list. It is emergency short-term accommodation. So ideally what we are doing and our support workers are doing are working with the families to move them out of the service and help them move on with their lives, and preparing them for that move so that when they are successful in securing a more longer term accommodation solution, that they're able to sustain that tenancy and don't end up back into this loop of homelessness.
And you've three of these hubs in Belfast and now three in Dublin. And
yes,
we know that homelessness is on the increase and has, unfortunately, been on the increase. So that's a big focus for you now in Ireland, isn't it? North and South homelessness.
Yes, absolutely. The Salvation Army is a large organisation. We currently have homeless services throughout the UK and Ireland. We are in the south of Ireland. We are currently writing our 10-year homelessness strategy. And really the aim of that is ultimately to prevent and reduce and eliminate homelessness. Mm-hmm. So we are looking at ways in which we can deliver on that strategy throughout Ireland. So unfortunately, as you say, it is increasing and families are a real concern at the minute.
And what's your strength in Ireland? I mean, have you got the capacity to expand?
We do have a very good resource here in Ireland. And obviously we are supported through other support services through the UK. So yes, we certainly have experience. We've been in Ireland for over 135 years. We also have our church in Ireland as well, which is a great support. It's an additional support that we can provide to people coming into our services. We have
somebody doesn't have to be a person of faith or anything like that.
Absolutely
to
not.
To live in the hub. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely not. We do have a chaplaincy service, which is open to residents and staff to provide pastoral support, regardless of their faith, if they have faith or no faith or whatever that faith might be. But it's an additional support mechanism for people. As I've mentioned, it can be very traumatic, especially if you haven't been in that situation before.
Well, we can only imagine. And thank you for coming in
to
talk to us about the work that you're doing. And good luck with that official opening of the hub today. That's Irene Williamson, Homeless Services Ireland Lead with the Salvation Army.